Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Has called me to this passage, and I'll follow, though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I
Otto, you're live.
Yes, you're back.
Okay, welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio with our host Nathan on the spot, and Dr. Alali, and my name is Ida, and Nathan and I are broadcasting from Orangeburg, South Carolina. And Dr. Alali, you said you were where? In the cornfields or somewhere?
I'm in the cornfields of the Midwest. And
out in the Midwest.
Am...
This is a traveling woman, and she's broadcasted all over the world. And we are anxious tonight to hear what she has to share with us, the testimonials and the new things that are happening in her life and the new products that she's bringing and developing for us. Dr. Alali, take it away from the Midwest.
Oh, wow. I want to thank everybody for interrupting their busy schedule and tuning in tonight. We are broadcasting live from the cornfields of the Midwest. And I was hopeful to put this up on Facebook Live, but I can't find the live from my cell phone. I can't find the feature that allows me to go live, so we'll be playing around with this. This going live and being doing this from Facebook has been so amazing because people have been connecting to us from all around the world, and I'm just totally blown away at what happened last week. I need everybody online on radio tonight to say, what happened last week? Well, what happened was, in the midst of all that hurricane, we were praying for the people. We were talking about emergency preparedness based upon the booklet and the directives that were given to us from the Center for Disease Control. And in the Center for Disease Control, that they were talking about how all of the entities you needed to have to preserve your life for 3 days. And they were talking about how you needed to identify a source for counseling for helping you to deal with, you know, any trauma that you had to endure. And I thought that was pretty poignant that they put it out there like that, because there are so many people with depression, so many people who were brokenhearted behind losing everything, that it was just, they anticipated so many people with nervous breakdowns and psychoses at the magnitude of the loss. And here on the eve of those horrendous hurricanes, and missing lakes, and the island of Barbados, I understand, is mostly underwater. It's been tremendous to see. They're warning people not to even play in the areas where lakes were, because they said the water can come back so rapidly that it's like a tsunami. You might not be able to get out of the way. And so before we get started talking about everything tonight, I want to just, for us to just steel ourselves to silence and just have a moment of prayer. Because the hurricane cleanup, the tremendous heartache is overwhelming. And I just want us to send a worship to God for his mercy and pray for mercy to cover these hurricane and flood areas. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus, we just lift up our hope to you. We've seen the news. We've heard the reports of the disaster that these horrendous storms and hurricanes have brought to the island and to the southern parts of the United States. And we're just asking you to pour out your mercy and your grace. Pour out the spirit of organization. Pour out the spirit of unification. Pour out your strength. The dunamis resurrection power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we're asking for all the service, all the rescue, all the Red Cross, all the Salvation Army. We're asking for the purposeful intention of these people dashing to be really to bring relief with mercy and kindness and comfort. We're asking you to arrest the plan of the enemy for anyone trying to exploit people in this devastation. And we're asking for increased strength, that the emergency response teams and organizations be strengthened in organizational skills so that the cleanup can be quickly, swiftly, and people's lives can be normalized. We're asking you to strengthen Congress to move expeditiously, God, that the monies can be mobilized and put so they can be dispersed for people to rebuild houses and do the things that are necessary to secure their families. We're asking you to just cover and blanket your mercy over the nursing home that had 8 people die from sweltering heat that caused respiratory and heart attacks and respiratory failure. Be magnified in that situation and let your comfort blanket that whole situation, God. Let it not turn into a battleground, but let it turn into a place of reasoning and a place of empowerment so that systems are put in place to help these institutions that have massive numbers of people who cannot be mobilized quickly. Put the programs in place, God, and let this storm, instead of bringing division and strife and war zones and bitterness, let this storm bring blueprints for new horizons and better preparedness. So in the future, Father God, if these things occur, when they occur around the world, we are better able to respond and stabilize and render intervention quickly. And so we thank you for being the exceeding God. And we bless you for your mercy and your grace. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray and we give thanks. Amen. I'm going to be posting up on Facebook a miracle as soon as I can figure out how to get it done, because my phone is something's going on with the Wi-Fi since the hurricane hit. My Wi-Fi has been impaired, and I've got to take it in to be serviced at the phone company. But I visited with Morgan today. Morgan, as you recall, her mother was on the show about 4 months ago, giving us an update on Morgan and what she's doing. And I was late with birthday wishes. Morgan is now 15 years old. Can you believe it? We started working with Morgan. She was 8 years old. 8-year-old little girl who was nonverbal. She never spoke. She had about more than 2,000 minutes of seizures a week. She could not weight bear on her legs. She was in a walking apparatus like a walker, but she could only rock in it and sometimes scoot it forward a little bit. Morgan was having all these seizures. She was not educable. They said she would never learn, and they should have said she was nonverbal. She would never be able to dialogue and reason and have conversation. That was 8 years ago. Her mom testified she was a patient of the Cleveland Clinic, and they had been managing her since birth. Her story is she had 3 strokes before the age of 3 months. She was quadriplegic functioning. She could not use her left hand or her right hand. And she was almost, her expression was almost non-existent. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today she's been in a therapeutic home for 7 years. She's been in a solar house with the BioSmart Solar Technologies since March of this year. And it has been incredible. Morgan was working on her standing. Her verbal skills she was reading, she was writing her books, she was had a lot of expressive language. But when we put the Soli in, for the first time in her life, she had one day of being seizure free with the insulators on the window and radiation blockers in the bed. She had one day of being seizure free, and the seizures reduced it even more to less than 10 seconds of seizures per day. But she became so expressive that she has an amazing teacher that started her to reading and writing her world. I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow you away and put the spotlight on each one of us. Morgan has written almost 14 books. She has gone from writing books that were 3 to 5 pages that her parents took her to Kentucky to the aquarium and some other attractions that they have down there. She stayed at the Aloft Hotel. Miracle number one on the vacation was Morgan is swimming. She's moving her upper body more. They had her in a floaty, and she was able to kick and swim and move the floaty around in the swimming pool, hold her breath, and put her face in the water. That is a miracle. The second miracle was, after having that experience, she dictated a book that's about 20 pages long, 3 times the amount of the books that she writes, archiving her vacation, talking about how much she loved her family and how appreciative she was that they gave her that experience and that opportunity. The formalized thoughts. And she dictated into to her mom, who typed it out for her. And it's miraculous. She has a GoFundMe page. They're raising money for a van conversion. And I told her mom, I presented Morgan down at a university function in North Carolina. And the teachers down there were so amazed at her progress and her skills that they want to do research on her. And I told her, Mom, turn those books into e-books. We're going to ask the listening audience of Tuesday's Health Talk Radio to buy her books. They're going to be going on sale for $2 or $3. Give these books to a child or to an adult that you know has literary challenges. They may be illiterate and they're struggling to read. I believe these books carry an anointing that's going to help people read. Because Morgan could not read or write. Now she's reading and she's writing. The next big miracle we got to see with Morgan is that she's got a state-of-the-art a wheelchair that looks like it has Mercedes-Benz wheels. This wheelchair, she has now gained nerve muscle function of her left hand. So she's between quadriplegic function and paraplegic function, which the doctor said was impossible. She's able to take her left hand and move and manipulate the turn devices on the wheelchair, So she, the wheelchair, will stand her completely up. Morgan says she stood up in this wheelchair, and she said, I'm giving everybody a hug. She gave her mother a hug, and she put this big smile on her face. She said, Dr. A, my next hug is for you. This little girl who could not move her arms when I met her 7 years ago lifted up her arms. Her left hand was stronger, arm was stronger than the right arm. She was able to totally lift up her left hand and put it on my shoulder and contract her muscles and give me a hug, and I just wept. I'm still so overwhelmed that I felt a miracle from a child that uses this nanotechnology in ways that I never imagined. What this house has done for her, blocking the radiation, putting the energy waves to reduce the exposure to chemicals, has allowed her body to engage normal pathways of development. What a gift to be hugged by a child who 15 years ago they said would never move her arms. She would never speak. She would never learn. She was able to put this chair all the way back in a reclined position. This chair is like a robot that holds her. She's able to recline to almost a flat, supine position like a bed, turn it into like a stretcher. She's able to elevate the legs and tilt herself all the way back. She's able to self-control the chair, which is an impossible miracle. I mean, her development, the things that is happening with her are so miraculous that her pediatrician from the Cleveland Clinic drove from Cleveland to Cincinnati to meet me to say, Doc, we got to take this technology to clinical trials. And I'm praying that we have a neurologist that we can get to do clinical studies and use instrumentation to validate and verify. Because, yes, we have internists. We have family practice doctors writing prescriptions for the technology. And I thank God that we have been in contact with some electrophysicists who said they will also do the research. If we get the funding, they will do the research. Because we have scratched the surface for something. This seeing Morgan, and we custom built a system for this super robot wheelchair because it was so powerful. The mother said, you know, she was feeling a little woozy, and Morgan was getting so exhausted being in the chair. And she wanted us to come and custom build harmonics for this chair. And I'm telling you, it was so amazing to see and to feel and to be part of this miracle in her life. So she said, look at this, Dr. Lally. Her right hand was limp and lifeless when I met her. She's now starting to move her fingers, and she's starting to move that hand. This is a miracle. It's just a miracle to see. So we videoed a clip, and we took some pictures, and we're going to show the whole world. That's Morgan's miracle. After last week, the next miracle that happened that was so profound was that there was a video, when we posted up the live Facebook Live, I wanted to do it tonight, but somehow the live feed is not available. There was someone in Italy. I'm not sure if somebody sent him the Facebook link or if he came into the Facebook Live. Well, he was from Italy, and he saw the Facebook. He saw the prayers. He saw everything that went on last Tuesday, and he sent me a prophecy. Wednesday morning at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I sent it to many of you, but I was totally blown away by the prophecy that this man sent me from Facebook. And I want to read it to you. I'm going to go back in here, Facebook, and try to find it. So if you just hang on a minute, because I've been sending this prophecy to people all week long. And I'm sending it now to all of you. I'm going to read it because it is so profound for what's happening in our lives. So just hang in here a minute with me. I just found it. The prophet said, "Beloved," and he's writing this 4:30 in the morning on Wednesday after we did last week's show. He said, "Beloved, God shall break protocol for your sake. He will collapse time and fast track your blessings. Everything created in time, space, and eternity will work in your favor. The helper of men will send helpers of destiny to you. The God of Elisha that answers by fire shall grant all your prayer requests with speed. As water inside the coconut remains a mystery, so shall the Lord make your life a mystery to your adversaries. As Mephibosheth, the grandson of Saul, received unexpected favor and was remembered for good, the Lord shall remember you for good this quarter. And men shall gather to rejoice with you in the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed." Good morning. When I read this prophecy, I was blown away. When I read this prophecy, I was so blown away. When I went to see Morgan today, it was like years of prayers answered. To see her be purposefully intentional in directing all the mobilities of the chair. Then she turned on Frozen, and she sang to us from Frozen. Then she turned on Rapunzel, the Disney character with the long hair that goes down around the ground. And she sang from the musical entities of that video. And I had Miss Ingram traveling with me, who is a consultant for HUD. She's been validating the testimonials in these housing projects that we've done so that it can be archived, because we have a number of developers interested in putting the technology in low-income housing projects especially. And I'm just going to let you hear the testimony from her, because it's one thing to hear Dr. A tell a story. It's another thing to hear somebody tell it who can be totally objective about it. Here's Ms. Ingram.
Hi, everyone. It was totally an honor to be able to go to Morgan's home today. This was the second time I actually had an opportunity to meet with her. And I tell you what, to actually see her singing, and not only singing the movie, she knew it word for word. So she was not only singing, but she was saying that each word, every part of this movie that she wanted me to see. And just to watch her in thinking about where she was, and even from the last time that I saw her, it was just amazing. And I tell you, it's been a blessing. This journey has been a blessing for me, and this was powerful tonight. Thank you.
Let me ask you about Morgan. In the evening, of course, the wheelchair cannot go up the stairs. Morgan is able to put on an ambulation brace, and Morgan walks about 30 feet from the dining room, kitchen area, around the corner through the foyer to the staircase, where she's then able to be manipulated to sit down on a chair that ascends her to the upstairs. And then she walks with the assistance of her father to the restroom or to wherever she wants to stop on her way to her room. But she walks from top of the staircase, makes a restroom stop, and then walks to her bedroom with her father's assistance. She has gotten so much strength in her body to be able to stand erected while she's walking. It is a miracle. It's a miracle. It is such a miracle to see her life, watch her sing her journey. And so I want to thank all of you, because every year we donate almost $1,000 worth of technology to Morgan's family. They archive data. They do their own self-study. They're the ones that work the protocol of manipulating the technology to stop seizures. They're the one that assisted Morgan in writing her protocol and journeyed with me to the Cleveland Clinic for her to be able to present her protocol. Morgan owns this protocol and this technology as like it's her own. She's very passionate about getting the word out about these flat batteries and how they've helped her to manage her technology and manage her seizures, manage her seizures and improve her quality of life. The technologies were never, never engineered to treat disease, cure disease, prevent disease, or diagnose disease. They were invented as static blockers, electrical safety devices. But this young girl has pushed me to the limit. She has inspired me to hold on to faith. To hold on to faith in the darkness. When people want to shadow your dreams, they want to lie on you, start fake news, start campaigns, to try to frustrate, because they don't want people to know how toxic these environments are. Well, the wolf is out of the bag. We are living in toxic environments. The water is toxic, the air is toxic, soil is toxic, and now in these communities with the hurricane, they have to address toxic environments because there's so much chemical contamination and static radiation in these wetlands where there's static water that's inland. And because we've been on the fence faithful for almost a decade, We have vision and insight and protocol that can help to make indoor environment safer, especially in these flooded areas. In these areas that have been torn apart by these hurricanes. We have a house in St. Croix Island and one in Puerto Rico, in the inner city of Puerto Rico. And I called these people and asked, you know, how's your house? Did you lose anything? They said, surprisingly, Dr. Lally, we lost power, but our structures are intact. They said, but just blocks away from us, there was a lot of damage. And they said, do you think our house and the balanced frequency helped to fortify and set forth the resistance against the hurricane and the wind and all that happened? I said, I have no idea. They were convinced that the bioharmonics of their house helped with that storm surge and helped to resist their structure from engaging the turbulence of the wind. I said, that is something for somebody with advanced instruments to figure out, but certainly an area of research. The same thing happened to the house we had in Puerto Rico. For two blocks in each direction, there was only debris, but no physical structure damage to the house that had our technology and the houses. For two blocks in front, two blocks in back, and two blocks up north and two blocks south of the house. They too lost power, but they didn't have any structural damage to the home and the homes on their street and the home for two blocks all around them. So, I mean, that's an area of research. But tonight, I am so overflowing with thanksgiving, watching the miracle of Morgan's life, the testimonials that her family shared with us this evening, watching her soar in academics. She is one of many that have said that her cognitive abilities have really increased since she has had this technology in her home. And so we want to open up the phone lines now because there's miracles around the world with this technology. There's family sharing, and I can't wait to post up these photos of Morgan standing and hugging us and these little video clips of her moving this state-of-the-art wheelchair with dispositions and positions. Does anybody have a testimony tonight that they want to share?
Yeah, Dr. A, it's Len.
Hey, Len from Canada. How? I got to say, I'm sorry. Hello to all my Canadian friends and my friends from Nigeria that's on tonight. Hello to everyone. Go ahead, Len, and share with us.
Okay, I have a person that's asking me about ulcerative colitis.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
Absolutely I am. Ulcers in the colon, in the stomach area.
Yes, she's in constant pain all the time. What would you suggest is the best for her?
Well, you got a pencil and piece of paper because I'm going to give this information that a medical doctor gave to me, and I'm totally blown away by this product she introduced me to. The doctor's name is Dr. I want to say Axe, A-X-E. He's a medical doctor, and he does, naturopathic regimen. His products are called Axe Natural Products. Axe Natural Products. He has a product out called Leaky Gut Syndrome.
Leaky.
And when you talk about ulcerative colitis and that kind of thing, the question is, what are you eating that is eroding the lining of your stomach? Are you a worry person? Are you worrying? Or are you eating too much soda? Are you eating too many gluten foods? Because when you talk about ulcerative colitis, some things have too much acid in the stomach, and your diet is more an acid diet and not an alkaline diet. Now, I'm impressed with this Vicky Gut formula because she told me, sharing with her some challenges I was having, and she said, you have leaky gut. I said, really? I said, well, how do you know? She said, because when you eat, like you have this bloating in your stomach, and you're holding fluid after you're eating, and certain foods seem to swell you up. And I'm like, you're right. She said, so I want you to go gluten-free. Cut the breads. Cut everything with white flour. And I want you to take this leaky gut formula on an empty stomach. So the best time for me to take it is around 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was amazed with what happened in 2 days. The swelling, holding the water, and, I mean, some digestive issues I was having. And so when you have ulcerative colitis, you need, you know, you need to eat foods that coat the stomach and do not cause the body to make a lot of acid.
She has to go to the washroom about 15 times a day.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Because the bowel is so inflamed that it causes hypermotility. And so, yeah, you have to do number two quite a few times during the course of the day. That's the product I'm going to recommend. He has two products. One is called collagen, and the other one is called leaky gut syndrome. And he will give you a personal consultation. He's got zillions of products. But in the webinars he does, he's doing a lot of free webinars, he addresses some of those very symptoms.
Well,
and
she's
how
on
these formularies.
She has a treatment called Remicade every 7 weeks. And it's a 3-hour treatment.
And what do they do?
What do they do?
Intravenous.
And it costs $5,000. And it's $5,000 every treatment.
Wow, $5,000 a treatment.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's
like
every 7 weeks.
That's amazing. And Health Canada pays for it.
Well, she has her own private insurance, I believe.
Well, that's pretty incredible, $5,000 for one infusion.
Yeah. So she was asking me if our science, the flat battery or anything, would be good for her.
Well, only her body can answer that question. You can Bedort test her, see if she balances with the flat battery. Number one. Number two, you can balance all her food. She can take a flat battery, put it in her phone, set her food on it so she's discharging the static from her food, and then see what happens. Does it relieve the symptoms?
And where is this doctor located?
You have to look him up online because I don't know where he's at.
Okay.
I think his first name might be David.
Okay. Well, I'll give her that information and see where it goes from there.
All righty.
And also, I believe somebody with a pacemaker, the flat battery is of no problem to her?
No, not at all. Matter of fact, we have a lot of people with pacemakers. that has a flat battery in their cell phone.
Okay.
Again, they can test, we do the Bedore testing, and they can see right away. But we have a lot of, matter of fact, the pacemaker itself has a flat battery type of technology with it. If it didn't, every time people with pacemakers would go in an environment with Wi-Fi, it would be disruptive to their pacemaker. That's why they said if you have a pacemaker, you couldn't even go in the room with a microwave. But now they no longer say that because they've rectified that problem.
So then she could wear a flat battery, no problem at all.
That is the assumption, but you don't have to assume. You can Bedore test her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The recommendation is for everyone is to have put it in the cell phone. Because like I said, most pacemakers, if she's gotten her pacemaker in the last, I would say, 7 years, they have like flat battery type technology in them already.
Okay,
so
what if she doesn't have a
cell phone? Does she have a cell phone?
What if she doesn't have a cell phone?
If she doesn't have a cell phone, you can use anything electrical, a toaster, alarm clock, anything that plugs in. Yes.
Okay.
Anything that plugs in that's electric and test her with it.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do with that. I thank you very much for that information.
You're very welcome. Anyone else have a testimony, a question they'd like to share? Well, if not, I'd like to thank everyone for being on the show tonight. Big salutes and hugs to my co-host, Miss Ida Morris, the Queen of South Carolina, and Mr. Jonathan Hill, the Warrior King. Without their strength and love and celebration, we would not be here tonight. And I thank them and want them to know I love and appreciate them.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure, go ahead.
In regards to red blood cells, when your reading is down, you should be around 120, and if you're around 60, you have to get a blood transfusion, and you're short of iron.
Yeah, well, you're talking about hemoglobin readings. Mm-hmm. Usually when doctors take your hemoglobin and you're below 6, yes.
Yeah.
It will give you a transfusion. Average is 14.
It's necessary to have blood transfusion.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
They try to build you up with ferrous sulfate, which is an absorption potentiator for iron. But for the most part, if you get around a hemoglobin of 6, they're looking at evaluating you for a transfusion. Why, you know somebody with hemoglobin that low?
Yeah, my wife, Rita.
Mm. Well, that speaks to some of the health challenges she was having. Because, like I said, whenever you have sustained exposure to high microsurgeon static, it demineralizes the body of iodine. And when you're demineralized of iodine, you lose a lot of trace minerals in the body. They run out of the body. And it impairs trace mineral absorption. So
well,
she
they claim she's losing blood somewhere.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
That the doctor claimed that she was losing blood somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. Well, did you have Rod change? You have balancers in your house?
Yeah.
The 2x2? When's the last time you had them changed?
No, I don't have the 2x2. I have the filters and the Soli.
You need Rod to give you a 2x2 for the panel because your static is too high. I find when people start having hemoglobin problems, it's because they're being assaulted with too much microsurge in the house. That's affecting the organelles inside of the cell. And the Q2x2 goes on the panel and it creates a phenomenal energy balance wave in the house.
Okay.
And the body balances. And when it's balanced, it will hold better onto the trace minerals.
Okay, but that's not the relay, solely relay. That's just a 2x2.
No, a 2x2, but if you have a solely in the window, you should buy a relay and the QW 2x2.
Okay.
And put it inside in the middle so that it will communicate with that solely and balance out that whole frequency. It's amazing energy how it makes you feel.
Okay. I thank you again.
Okay.
That's it for me for tonight.
All righty. Well, we thank
Thanks
everyone.
Again.
You're so welcome, Lynn. I heard Mr. Groom on the line tonight. Hi, Rod. Welcome back. It's always great to hear your voice, and I just thank God for your speedy recovery. Did you have something you wanted to share tonight?
He's gone.
Okay. Is Mr. Mario on?
Yes, Victoria, I'm on.
Well, you know, I thought about you so much with these hurricanes, and as a former weatherman, what's your take on the hurricanes and the violent nature of these multiple hurricanes?
Well, I have one thing that I say to everyone, you know. The planet on which we live, she's always in a state of homeostasis, you know. She's always in a state of balance, equilibrium. And whenever something like this happens, it's just that the planet just keeps its balance. Of course, you know, I even believe that some big agency could alter these phenomena, you know, nowadays. You know, there's all kinds of information on the net about this. But I have only one thing to say. Is the planet is always in a state of balance. Otherwise, it wouldn't work.
Right. Well,
so
you know,
if it needs a few hurricanes to keep that balance up, well, it will have a few hurricanes because what is the most important is that the planet stays in a state of balance.
That's right. So are you agreeing with the theorists that are saying this is coming from global warming?
Well, this is only a factor, you know. I would even say that electromagnetic pollution throughout the whole Earth plays on the ecosystem, and this ecosystem is actually it's really huge and big, you know. Like I often say that the 6 million towers that we have on the planet radiating in every direction is actually hurting the electromagnetic balance of the Earth, you know?
Wow.
Wouldn't you say?
Well, it's not my area of expertise, but I'm certainly intrigued by all the reporting now that's coming out about global warming is creating these massive hurricanes. And the question that's on my mind is the question that's in the forefront of everybody's mind is that, okay, so we rebuild. Will these hurricanes happen the same way this time next year? Can we really buffet ourselves against these hurricane storms and wiping out? I mean, the island is it Burma? Barbara or something like that. It's down there, right near Haiti. It's gone. 95% wiped out. I understand that Barbados is 95% underwater. The Bahamas has complete lakes that are missing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's tremendous to see how devastated.
These big storms are just the result of a planet that is actually getting back on its feet, you know, or just it's just in the natural motion for the Earth to stay in a state of balance, not only climatic balance, I would even say electromagnetic balance.
Right.
Think of that. How much it changes things around when you have some kind of a sweeping type of disaster. You know, it's bad to say, but it cleans up. Eh? It's just like a forest fire. It cleans up too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And permits the forest to rejuvenate. You know.
Right.
So we always look at the human factor, but the planet itself, you know, it cares less for the human factor, you know, especially for the human loss, eh? The planet, if the planet goes offside, you know, if the planet cannot keep its balance, well, nobody would be able to live on this after 100 years, 200 years, 1,000 years, you know.
That's true.
She's always managed to keep in a state of balance throughout the billions of years, you know?
That's right. So
what it is, we have to live with that, you know? But
yes.
It is not just because you're burning gas in your car that it does that, you know? So that's a part of it, but it's not so much of a big part, you know.
Yes.
Global warming. You know that. Just as an example, we all know that the planet vibrates on 8 Earths approximately, right? And when you have the technology that is floating above the Earth's surface, in the 4, and now we're going to be talking about 5 billion Hertz, you know. It hurts the ecosystem, you know, that vibrates accordingly. Eh? It hurts the ecosystem, which probably changes its functioning temperature, you know. So wouldn't you think that it plays a part, you know, in the global warming?
Oh, absolutely.
If the whole ecosystem is actually heating up a bit because of high frequencies?
Absolutely.
I've seen some documents saying that the forest and this ecosystem is suffering from the electro pollution in which they have to live, you know.
NASA, the space industry, published an article that speaks of the Earth exploding. And we don't control from EMF. It's a published article. They are projecting what the Bible says, that the Earth will end in fire and an explosion.
With the radiation that is floating above the Earth, she would behave in such a way, I would say an explosive way, in order to get back on its feet or reach its state of balance. I have no worry that the planet will always keep its balance, you know. It's just that you'll have really, really big turmoil, you know, big events, weather events that will occur. Yeah, because this is the way the planet goes in order to stay in balance. It's with weather events, you know. Because it all has to do with the liquids above the Earth, you know. The air is a fluid too, you know. It's a fluid because when it rains, it's a fluid condensation of a fluid, you know, a vaporized fluid, you know. So what the Earth does, she's always cooking up some some agents in order to get back on in a state of balance. I always come back with that, eh? And it has done this for the beginning of time. Since we've had vegetation, since we had, like transpiration and so on. Not when the earth was just a big block of rock, you know.
That's right. Well, we certainly have an opportunity here to stay informed and to, you know, do our part.
I really do trust the power of the earth, you know, because it's related to God, you know.
Absolutely.
I really do believe in the power of the earth.
I believe in it, and I believe that. I mean, the miracle of birth is so miraculous.
It is.
I tell people there's no way you're going to stand in an operating room or a delivery suite and watch a baby be born and descend out of the womb, out of the birth canal of its mother, and see a lifeless ball of flesh come out of that womb, listless and lifeless. And all of a sudden, when the womb contracts that chest and that baby is delivered in those lungs with the first breath of life, the body has so much power in the first hour that the reflexes of a newborn baby in the first hour of life have the strength and demonstration of reflexes of a baby that's 12 months old. It's incredible. And when you see the miracle of breath and you look at the diversity of humanity, it is a crime to look upon any human being and dishonor them for their social economic status, the color of their skin, whatever housing dynamics, whatever they live in, whatever they drive. And you don't know their story, because when you look upon humanity, you're seeing the most excellence of God. And when a person connects with that God consciousness and realizes you are made by God, you are made by the Creator himself. He put his own breath in you to aspire for excellence in the earth, to be a caretaker of the earth, to have dominion over the earth, to nurture the earth, and to nurture one another. I don't know how people can stand up in the house of God and preach and have prejudice in their heart. I don't know how people can go forth in the journey of life and have prejudice in their heart. It takes all of us to birth innovation, to bless all of us, to sustain all of us. I thank God every day that I was not born in the era of covered wagons. I didn't have to suffer through the diseases that people had to suffer through when they came over here in diverse ships. I thank God I didn't have to be up there in Canada. I love y'all, but I thank God that I didn't have to journey as a explorer through the North Pole and up there, because when I learned that in the North Pole, if you're out for hours, you can freeze to death, I said, Lord, I don't want to be that cold. At the same token, down in these places where the heat is over 130 degrees, I had the misfortune of being in Piedras Negras, Mexico, and walking 6 blocks and having some rubber flip-flops burn off of my feet and having to do the Mexican dance and hitchhike a ride back down to the hotel where we were staying as tribal nurses that were working in that hospital down there on the border. And so I'm saying all that to say that we all, where would we be without each other's wisdom, knowledge, sacrifice, skill? It takes every race, every creed of humanity to make the world a better place to live in, and that's why we're born. Now, how do I know that? Because in my 41 years of being a registered nurse and my 50 years of being in the healthcare profession, I have yet to see any two people that have the same fingerprint. I have drawn blood out of every race that there is in the earth, and all the blood looks the same. I have bathed every kind of race and creed, woman, man, child in the earth, and looked upon them in their nakedness. And when I went through nursing school, our first lesson was to maintain the dignity and honor of the human being and serve them with such respectful regard that the energy of respect became part of the healing process. So to see so much hatred perpetuated in the world today, that's the one thing I can give thanks for as we journey through the experience of this hurricane. If this hurricane has caused men and women to set down their prejudice, it has made white people work with black people, it has made Spanish people work with Asian people. You look at that news, people are working together for the good of humanity. And I pray God every day that he strengthened Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States, a man standing in the highest office of the land. That God strengthened the words in his mouth, that he has respectful regard for every race and creed, that God speaks mercy out of his mouth, that he does not exhort police officers to conduct brutality on any human being. Because you're supposed to be not guilty until you're found guilty. But to perpetuate crimes against the innocent because of the color of their skin brings wrath on the earth and rage in the heavens. Because to look upon anybody and say they're not valuable because they don't fit in your status quo is to slap God in his face. Because God made us all. There's not one person that has a thumbprint like yours. There's not one person that has a fingerprint like yours. God has his own system of identifying your valuable in the earth. He has the audacity to tell the prophet Isaiah, who was a cussing man. Isaiah said, look, you know, I am a man of unclean lips. If you can help me stop this cussing and stop this negativity, I'll go where you want me to go. And because Isaiah did not have any prejudicial regard, he just served humanity, God said to Isaiah, listen, man, you are precious to me and you are honored. And I love you. And I'm going to leave you with that note tonight, because there's so many people on this call, faithful every week, that give me your strength to share with, that believe in me so I can believe with others, because the journey has not been about money or resources. The journey for me has been getting my assignment done in the earth. If God calls my number today, I want to hear these words. Well done, Rhoda, my good and faithful servant. In my 41 years as a registered nurse, I have never been fired for misconduct or inappropriate behavior from any kind of job. My evaluations were always excellent, outstanding, superior, above the rest. I've been able to see miracles. I've been able to do exceeding things. God has honored me to sit on the board that writes the examinations for registered nurses. I've traveled all over the United States and around the world. And I give God all the glory. I have aspire to be excellent of soul. And so on that note tonight, I want to just rejoice over everyone to say I love you and I celebrate you. And I want you to know you're made by God to have innovation in the earth to solve problems. So as we leave tonight, let's have a renewed commitment to when we open our eyes and we look at humanity, we start seeing God. We start seeing that people are valuable. We start releasing blessings. We are full of millions of blessings. I heard someone give this exhortation. Somebody offends you. If you have the opportunity to be offended, it's because there's great treasure in you. And when you open up your mouth and release a blessing, the Bible says, bless those that persecute and you and say all manners of evil against you. When you bless them, you change their frequency. You bring heaven to help heal their earth. Because people who talk about other people do so because they're brokenhearted, depressed, and low in spirit. People that are out to game people, to get over and try to work a fence, they do so because they're brokenhearted. And when you bless them, you have to heal them. You have to heal their minds, their body, and their spirit. So let's go heal the earth and bring glory to the name of God. And that's why I'm leaving you tonight. Because you're precious to me, and you are honored, and I love you. Good night to my South Carolinian family, our King Jonathan Hill, the armor bearer of this legacy radio. To Ida Morris, the keeper of hope, the dream keeper. To my Canadian family, the dream makers. To Morgan, the dream, the miracle manifester. To her parents, the hope keepers. To Miss Ingram, the vision maker. I love all of you. Thank you. To Bishop, our environmental bishop-elect, David Clark, the dream guider, the dream maker, the dream visionary. We thank and love all of you. To our Columbia University family, the dream house. To my colleagues at Howard University that have been working with me for over a year, helping us transition this dream from heaven to earth. I love and celebrate all of you. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Ida.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hand. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through. But I'm still here. Tell somebody else.
I'm still here.
Help, Father.
Help, Father. See, I'm
Yeah.